Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary pals in between,
hello.
The time has come for us to talk about music.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is yet another episode of Chefology. My name is Josh DeVetta. I've also joined with Asabi Goodman.
Hello.
And Gracie Mack.
Hello.
And you know what we do every week? We have a theme, and within that theme, we all pick five songs each, and just, what do? We talk about the music.
The music.
And these playlists are available on Spotify now that I'm not running the Spotify anymore.
You are
so welcome.
I've been silently made redundant.
Well,
I've been the playlist maker.
Yes.
Also,
you were given many chances.
I was actually given many chances. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it tonight. Never got to it.
Yep.
And then Asabi's like, can I just have the damn login details? I'll do it myself. Which I think is just.
That's a good Asabi.
Yeah. And if that's anything to go by, that is, I think, been Asabi's career. I'm just going to do this myself.
Bitch, I didn't become a project manager. Yeah, exactly.
She was just like, fuck these hoes. I'm going to do it myself.
Take it over.
Well, we are so glad that you have joined us for yet another great week in the lab talking about music. And we are so damn excited for this week's episode because we are going to be talking about everything from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
So basically, audience, thank you very much. Quiet down, thank you. So basically, we're going to be talking about our favorite lip syncs that have happened throughout 12 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Five All-Star seasons.
Yep.
There's also been spin-offs of this, like the small spin-offs of the show.
There's the Canadian version.
Yeah, there's the Canadian one.
The Holland version is on now.
Drag Race UK is bloody awesome, I have to say.
Drag Race UK.
There are rumors of an Australian Drag Race.
Yeah, well, there have been rumors for years, yes. But it just hasn't been picked up yet.
And I reckon Courtney Act will be the host.
That's what I think as well.
True,
that's my prediction.
Or, you know what, I was just thinking about this today. So either Courtney Act or RuPaul, whose husband is from here. I wouldn't be surprised if she came over to do it here.
Well, if they've made enough money from the fracking, I'm sure.
We'll see. Bitch, it's a hole in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. But and also, Adore Delano tweeted just a couple of days ago saying, can we just start Australia's Drag Race? And she goes, so that we can finally just be gagged and left for dead? Because she's actually a huge fan of Australian drag. She's performed here so many times and has friends here, like all that kind of stuff. And she speaks so highly of the drag scene here in Australia. And you know what? It's bloody awesome. Shout out to the Brisbane drag scene. We have most amazing drag scene. We have drag 7 nights a week in this city in different venues.
Yep.
Anyway,
amazing.
Back to us. So, so basically, if you are a fan of Drag Race, you need to keep on listening to because we have got some great music to share and some great battles to talk about.
Yes.
So if this interests you, please stick around. And welcome back. Well, you know what? I would like to call myself not just a shuffologist, but a dragologist.
Yes.
When it comes to, I just made that up in this world. I was like, what am I going to say about this? Where
so
is this going?
Honestly, I just came up with it.
I am a big fan of the show, and Asabi's a big fan of the show.
Huge fan of the show.
And Grace is an emerging fan of the show.
Yeah. So, yes. Drag Race emerging. Yes.
I love that. Status emerging. But you know what? I am excited to see what Grace has chosen.
Same. Right?
And I believe she even knows the drag queens that have been lip syncing in these songs as well, which is even
beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I'm throwing the mic over to you. I'm throwing the headset over to you, Grace. Fill us in. What's the tea?
What's the tea?
Girl?
Okay, that's
that's from the show. Yeah. So I, so I watched Drag Race a really long time ago when I was living in Holland. I was sick, and my friend was like, "Hey, you should watch this show. Like, if you want to watch something while you're at home." And I watched the whole first season. I was like, "Oh my god, it's amazing!" And then, like, I moved back to Australia and just kind of forgot about it. So I've seen the first season.
I think most people do that. They move back to Australia, and forget about their life.
You saw the first season with the really bad filters.
It was like, I mean, it was, like, I don't actually
everything
really
was
remember.
Fuzzy.
I just remember, yes. I just remember being so impressed by the outfit making.
Yeah.
Like, there was like, was it, well, maybe you guys are such aficionados. Mm-hmm. Was it the first season I was watching? Because I remember one episode where they had to make dresses out of trash.
Yes.
I think that was the first ever episode.
Okay, yeah. I saw that and I was like, holy shit, these people are amazing. Mm. The stuff they made was incredible. So I just remember that, but that was a really long time ago. So revisiting it when I was doing my research for this air was really fun. And you guys will have to give me lots of context for, because I just researched the just the lip sync battle, idea why they're wearing what they're wearing,
sure.
You know, like what the challenge is and whatever. So anyway, these are in no particular order. These are just the five first ones. I was like, yeah, like that one for different reasons. Like, I'm a big, huge fan of drag, as Josh gave us that beautiful intro of how amazing the Brisbane drag scene is. So I'm already into it, but I have opinions about how it should be.
Yes.
At least, you know, as everyone
of
does
course.
When they're watching a performer.
Yeah.
So I'm not a huge fan of just going for pretty or sexy.
Ah,
I have no interest
get along
in it.
Real well, Grace. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I have, like, you know, and I think that's also about my own personal development,
yes,
of being
absolutely.
Like, I'm not interested in that as a personality trait anymore or as a defining thing. So I want I want something weird and interesting, and these are the ones I've chosen. The first one is, the song is I'm So Excited by the Fabulous Pointer Sisters.
Oh,
yes.
Great. I'm going to give you a clap for that.
Great
first choice.
And the Queen's battling it out is Jade Jolie, mm-hmm. and Coco Montrese. This is from season 5, episode 6.
That's exactly
6.
Right. And okay. I think Jade Jolie had like hair coming out of her armpits, out of her.
It was like, well, did she?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
hair.
Actually, was it hair? Is
yeah,
that what
I think
that
the
is?
Runway was like hair. Like, that was the theme.
Maybe.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Because she has like this huge long thing on, like wig. And she's like, she looks really draped. I didn't know it was hair.
Yeah.
Or it was meant to be hair. Okay, that makes more sense. And then Coco's like, she's got this huge like mohawk thing happening.
Yeah,
with like
pointer,
lots of colors.
Actually, like,
and
almost
stuff.
Like a Pointer Sisters mullet. Like,
it kind of is. And there's this one awesome moment where Jade, so they're both giving this like real high energy performance. Like,
yes.
It's super enjoyable from both of them. And it also has that edge of like, they're just really enjoying dancing together. They're not like trying to get in each other's way, which I hate
sure.
when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really enjoyable to watch, and they're like super, both really into it. Jade does this thing where she like, in like early on in the first pre-chorus or something, she like rolls her body around and like opens her knees up. It's really cool. It's really cool.
So I was swinging my arms around my head for those.
I mean, they can't see the movements we were doing just then, but rest assured,
the
they were smooth.
Circular movements.
Circular.
Yeah.
And Jay Jolie, Coco is given like full Tina Turner vibes.
Yes.
With like, she's got her legs out and she's like kicking them up real. It's really awesome. And the whole judges teams get into it. Everyone is dancing.
Yep.
So it was win-win-win immediately.
And the Pointer Sisters were in it. Well, like they were
yeah,
the
judges.
they were the guest judges.
Oh, this was the Can I Get an Amen episode where they were recording. Okay, now I know what's going on.
Wait,
oh,
what
okay.
episode
You're
was
gonna
it?
Have to tell
so that's
that
one. They were trying to recreate the whole We Are the World thing because the Pointer Sisters were in that.
Oh,
recording.
Yes.
And that was the whole Can I Get an Amen? And Roxy Andrews, where my people at? Where my people at?
Yes.
This is that episode. Grace is like.
Uh-huh. Roxy.
Yes.
Oh, Roxy. Yeah.
But out of that, Coco wins.
She takes
the cake, which I really like. I reckon either one of them from that performance did super well. But Coco was very, she was more like structured with her dancing. She was really like poppy.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my first choice.
Very
yes,
good.
Quite
very
solid
good.
And I'm not going to talk about the songs, guys, all right? Because they're songs that all of us know really well.
Yes.
I feel.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second one is Nasty by Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what this lip sync is. Yes.
And so it's Manila Luzon.
Luzon.
Manila versus Luzon. Jujubee.
Yeah, Jujubee.
Love Jujubee.
And that's from season one, episode three, which I must have seen, but I don't remember. There you go. Now, Juju, I picked this one because Juju is, she's in this like, they're both in black, all black. And Juju's like very sultry, very sexy. She's like flicking her wig, super feminine and sexy. Mm-hmm. Manila has crazy eyes.
Yes.
She's doing like crazy big eyes and faces. And I'm like, it's it's full on. Like, she looks insane. That's why I really liked it.
Yeah, that's a trademark part of like lip sync move for her, is to get crazy eyes.
Yeah, right. And she, I mean, it's eye catching.
Yes, sure.
To say the least.
And I picked it just because of her eyes, but Jujubee wins. Like, I guess they felt she served the song better.
Yes.
Which she, I'm sure.
Was
she
this All Stars one?
No, this is, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, true. Okay.
No, All Stars one. All Stars one. No, season three. It might be season three.
Yeah, I was about to say, because it's not, true. It's definitely
three episode one.
Yeah, probably. Or there's All Stars, because they were in doubles for All Stars. Remember how
that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I also have an All Star one here.
Nice.
Let's talk about that one. Where is she? She's over. Scroll really timelessly.
Take your time, bitch.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Never mind. You know what? Forget that. Moving on. Number three. I've chosen I've Got to Use My Imagination by Gladys Knight.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, this is someone that I'm now a huge fan of, Latrice Royale.
Yes. A lot of people love Latrice.
There's someone about her. She's good. And so she's versing Dita Ritz in this one, season four, episode nine. And I love it, but it's a very strange contrast between the two.
Yes.
Like, it's like completely opposite performances. And I guess, and it's sort of like apart from just the age gap in their styles, and I think just their ages in general, Dita has like a really toned body. She gets a kid off like straight away.
Yeah.
And she's like super high energy. She's like, again, like Tina Turner legs situation.
Yes.
And Latrice is just like giving it like gospel style.
Yeah.
The song. She actually does. She like takes us to church. She does like that feet thing in the aisles.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? She does like that at one point towards the end of the song. But most of the time she's just like performing the song with no kind of like, I don't know what's the word, like gravitas around it. She's just like, and she really like, it's super believable. Like she
emotes
into
the song.
It's very impressive. And it's so rare, I feel like, you see that in drag, because they're not like, because normally they're trying to, I guess, move through things, and maybe you would feel it's a really anxious situation. You're in a competition. So you feel like there'd just be so much movement happening to like get shit going. But she just sometimes like stands and delivers.
Which is still my favorite type of drag, is like emoting.
It's so, and it's so rare that someone can do it so, so well. And so she taps in the solo song and she wins.
Yes.
Now moving on, I got a share. I had to put a share.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course.
It's Take Me Home.
Oh, Take Me
Lanesha.
Home.
Which is a detox. Lanesha
Sparks. And I think Detox was like this bubble-esque sign.
It's like, I don't know what that's about. It's so weird. It looks like a deflated jumping castle. Like just like wrapped around her.
Yes.
But there's one moment where she spins and you're like, oh, is that why you chose the dress? Because it actually spins out really awesomely. And this like really cool big thing around her, because it's made of air.
To reveal the peaches.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's when we first, I think, see her trademark lip thing where she like does her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, her Cher impression is pretty, it's pretty funny. Like, it's really over the top, but it's very entertaining. And her like, her whole look looks a lot like Cher.
Detox is like a polished queen.
She's very polished.
Yeah. She's really good. Like, she's got her shit down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Lanesha, like, she's real sexy and she's like skin tight black lace.
Yep. Was that season five?
Season five.
Yeah.
I think this was the Draggle Rock episode.
I don't know.
Had like how they did like the kids show.
Yes,
it might have been that, or I don't, Snatch. Actually, might have even been Snatch Game. Now that actually,
do you remember what episode
game.
It was?
It's episode five.
Then it's Snatch Game, because
Snatch Game. So that is Snatch
episode
Game.
Episode five is usually Snatch Game. You're talking to two.
Oh my God. I know. Yeah.
Well, and I'm just looking at it already.
You got the cheat sheet. Yeah. Okay.
I've got Stan.
As for Lanesha, she's quite beautiful in the way that she delivers it. She's very sexy and sensual the whole time. But it's just, Detox is like giving such an impressively like entertaining performance that she obviously wins.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, my final one, I've doubled up with Latrice Royale because I really like her.
Because she's a motherfucking icon.
Yeah, but I guess you had like quite a few lip syncs for your life as well.
Yes.
But she always won until the last one.
Yeah.
But it's Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, iconic drag race moment.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be because it's, again, like even more space in complete difference between the two ladies, to the queens. It's like a real, it's Kenya Michaels who's the other queen. And first of all, Latrice is really tall.
Yes.
And Kenya's teeny. And they both have fake pregnant bellies for some fucking reason. I don't
know
why
that
is.
Yeah,
something about a DILF or something like that.
Yeah, dad, I'd like to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's got to do with a baby.
I don't know.
Do you remember what it is now?
Oh, no, it was like maternity wear was the
theme.
Like the runway theme. Right. Yeah, yeah. The challenge.
Okay. So it was pretty weird to watch, I got to say, because it's like Kenya's clearly got some solid dance training and she's like doing these like just full on modern dance spins and jumps, and it's really impressive, but it's like crazy high energy and she's teeny and Latrice is just standing there like serving the song heartfelt, rubbing her fake belly, feeling like a natural woman and like making this, it's amazing. It's like a drag queen making this connection that I don't know if anyone's ever, some people haven't made before, between the song Natural Woman and giving birth. Yeah. Like it was like amazing.
So natural.
Yeah. And so Latrice wins, which I was pretty happy with.
Yeah.
But it was, it's very weird to watch. And it was also, she also did this, there's this one moment where Latrice kind of looks at Kenya doing her like crazy jumps and spins and like gestures to her about being a natural woman. It was like very... It's very weird.
Latrice, I love Latrice, but she can be a shady bitch.
Oh, really?
She's been on two All-Stars. And the second one that she was on, I was like, damn. I was like, I don't know if I like you, Latrice. But she was playing the game. She was playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's...
Yeah, I have no context of what they're like outside of the lip sync.
Yeah, no, I do like Latrice, though. I do.
Yeah,
like her.
I mean, from these, she was the one who made me feel the most.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Other than, I mean, there's
Did
a lot of impressive
you feel
feats,
like a natural woman.
Okay. So there's my five choices.
Amazing.
You were taking me back to like lots of like deep archived episodes.
Yeah, I know. I'm like thinking, and I'm like, I need to see this.
Which is good. Which probably like talks about like how much like, because I feel like we were just talking about how like Latrice will stand there and like deliver an emote, which are my favorite types of drag performances.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like these days it's all about like death drops and flits from the ceiling.
Being
impressive. Like, and it's like, well, that's one element. Mm. I mean, yes, I know that the crowd goes wild and you probably feel like you're the best drag superstar ever.
Mm.
But if you can't just stand there and deliver me like a good ballad, then I feel like it's a misbalance of
I think in this is really obvious, like Kenya had this like desperation
she was trying too hard, which is not the biggest crime
she could commit, that she's just trying really hard to win this thing. But it was such an obvious
Well, you are lip syncing for your life.
For your life.
Life.
Just shy away, poor bitch.
That's right. And when RuPaul says it and it, like they put the reverb behind there and it's this massive echo, it's like, damn, shit.
Well, thank you so much, Grace. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. to jam out to these first five songs on the playlist that I no longer run. It's now Wasabi. So, all right. Well, we're going to have a small little break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what Wasabi chose. All right. Stay tuned.
Hello, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. We are tuning on in to our favorite lip sync battles from RuPaul's Drag Race, seasons 1 to how many?
12. There have been 12 seasons.
Five all-star seasons.
No, so 5 stars, that's 17 seasons.
Yeah, 17.
Oh my God.
5 stars, all-stars, 5 seasons, 17 seasons.
And I feel this year we've been quite lucky because we've just gone from like season 12 to all-stars 5 to Canada's Drag Race, now Drag Race Holland. I'm like, we've had all year. Oh, and there's been the celebrity drag race as well. Yes, so we've had drag race all year this year.
Oh, it was a celebrity drag race.
Yeah, this was a celebrity drag race.
We don't
race.
Have to talk about that.
Okay. But I will say, Vanessa Williams in drag.
Oh,
pretty
I
awesome.
Do. I love Vanessa Williams in general.
Yeah. And she won that episode.
I will always say the best for last for her.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Sorry, that was a, that was the song.
That's
reference.
Like your third quote song.
I know.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Yeah, yeah.
Or just let
somebody
it fly.
Somebody stop me. Yeah. That's how the night goes.
No, stop it.
Yes,
save
my love.
Us, girl.
All right.
From this quote lands.
Here are my five choices. Here are your five. All right. So starting with choice number one. Now, I'm a little bit different from Grace. I kind of did a mix of the lip sync battles themselves and a little bit of information about the music. Oh. So my first tune is It's Raining Men, the sequel.
Yeah.
With Martha Wash and RuPaul. And this was recorded in 1998. My favorite thing about it is just RuPaul. I love RuPaul so much. And you know, he's just got these, hey, girls, and he just talks
if
all
the time. If you thought it was okay to go outside, you better get back here. Yeah. It's about to rain up in here.
Yeah. Exactly. I love her so much. So so this lip sync took place in season 4, episode 8, and it was between Sharon Needles and Fifi O'Hara. Mm-hmm. And now, spoiler for those of you who have not watched, Sharon Needles did win that season 8. Four, sorry. I was not a huge fan of Fifi O'Hara. When you talk about shade, that queen could throw some shade.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this, so I didn't feel that the lip sync itself was, the battle itself was anything epic. Like they were just mostly kind of walking around each other. Mm. It was a double Shantae, meaning that they both stayed because that was the episode where Willem got caught breaking the rules.
Hey.
Right?
Breaking the rules, what they do.
So when they...
It was undisclosed for a very long time.
It sure was, but I know the tea. So basically, when you're on the show, you go from the studio to your hotel room and that's it. Mm. You're not allowed mobile phones or any sort of outside contact. Yeah, you're quarantined, so to speak. And Willem snuck his boyfriend in.
Oh.
Yeah. Corny bitch. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she went on camera saying that she did that at some point.
Well, she did. And then a few years later said, the funny thing is that I wasn't actually the only one that was doing that.
Yeah.
She was the only one that got
caught. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, shady bitches. but, you know, so, I mean, it was, the lip sync was all right. I think I chose this more, like I tried to look at songs that I liked as well as lip sync battles. And I love this when this shit happens. Fifi loses her wig. And she, like, she talks so much shit. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. She did. She was a shit talker. And then bitches out there on stage and then her wig comes off.
Go
and
back
I'm
to
like,
Party City where you belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Swing it, girl. Anyway. But I just, yeah, there's so much about this show that I love and the drama's a bit of it too, that I do enjoy watching the drama. So that's my first choice, It's Raining Men. My second one is Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
So sexy.
Yep, and it's from her Forever Your Girl album, 1988. Now, this was season 3, episode 12, and the lip sync battle was between Carmen Carrera and Raja. Mm-hmm. And Raja is the winner of the overall season. But what I love, Carmen, like I thought when I first saw Carmen, I was like, oh, he's a hot guy. Like he's a pretty hot guy. He looks good. Carmen has the body of a woman. Like I don't know if he's had injectables or fillers in his butt or whatever.
Like curves?
Yes. Right. Yeah. And he's like a ghetto boy too, like straight up New Jersey, like no. And then all of a sudden. And he's like the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, damn. And this again, another lip sync where they basically just strutted around the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't, there were no tricks. There was nothing. There was no standing, any emoting. They were just kind of walking back and forth and basically sissying that walk, just walking down the runway. And then Raja takes her bottoms off, but she still has her undies on, you know. And so she's walking and Carmen's like, well, damn, if this bitch is going to get naked, I'm the queen of naked. And Raja just Carmen takes it all off.
Yes, she does.
Like,
really?
Completely naked. And I was like, why is there a blur? Because I wanted to see how tight that tuck was.
Well, that was back on because Carmen hadn't come out as trans back then either. Because
Carmen
is completely trans.
That makes a lot of sense.
So apparently, she had already started like hormone treatments and things during the show, which is why her body started.
It was
doing
extremely
what it needed to do.
Curvy.
Everything like that. And like, she got a fat ass.
Yes, she does.
In the best way possible.
Yes, she is a hot woman.
Yes.
I was just like, damn, oh my god, I've been dating dudes my whole life, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I was like, what is this? But yeah, and I just, you know, I was like, damn, Carmen, like, just sexy as, very sexy, and just strutting, and then she just like took everything off. She was completely like, she still had her little bikini top on.
Yes.
And then they, like, one of the queens described it as straight up porn on the runway, because then they came together.
Yes.
And they were like intertwining each other and just like
having a little kai-kai.
Yes, a little kai-kai on the runway.
Sorry, kai-kai is when two drag queens get it on.
It's sex. Yeah. It's not a kiki, which is just a party.
Yeah.
It's
kai-kai. It's the
kai-kai.
After party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, Carmen Carrera is the first ever transgender supermodel on Victoria's
really?
Secret. But then Victoria's Secret is now cancelled because they came out with some pretty transphobic comments, and that's why we didn't get. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we didn't get a show last year or this year.
Oh, that's really sad. Victoria's Secret. Mm,
I know.
You upset me.
Exactly.
Because I loved Carmen. I thought Carmen was amazing. It still is. I think she is amazing.
I know who this is now. Carmen Carrera. Yeah.
So super hot, sexy body. Yeah. Super hot. And was not like, she would walk around the workroom naked and stuff. She didn't care. Yeah. She was like, what? So it was a fun lip sync to watch because you just didn't know that was going to happen, that they were just
Full on.
All right, so my next tune is another Paula Abdul tune, Vibology. And this was from season 6, episode 9.
Yes.
It was a lip sync between Trinity K. Bonet and Adore Delano.
Yes.
Now, I loved both of these queens. I thought they were, like, I felt Adore did a much better job with her lip sync performance. Like, she was just, like, she was in this full on black leather one piece outfit and just very sexy, and her hair was just flipping all around. And I think Trinity did quite well, but she wasn't as captivating as, you know, and they didn't have, like, again, nothing spectacular in terms of like death drops and flips and that sort of thing. Although I do believe that Adore did a flip. I think she did do a flip on this one.
She did a cartwheel.
Yeah, some sort
of. And then was able to land on her heels perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
And still like,
and then stamped straight up. And I think Paula Abdul was one of the judges. Yeah.
She's the most. She's been on the panel the most out of all the guest judges. So she's
Been
a guest judge 5 times. On
Okay.
Vanessa Williams twice.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah. So Paula Abdul was a judge, and it was fun because Adore had been on American Idol when was a judge on that as well, and so was like, I recognize you. But Adore was on American Idol as a boy.
Yes, as Danny.
Yeah, that's right. So she, like, her mother kind of asked her not to go and drag on the show because she didn't want her to face any ridicule.
Yeah.
So, which is quite sad. But again, I like the combination of the song. I love the song, and I love Adore Delano and Trinity K. Bonet.
Yes.
I love both of them. And of course, Adore won that lip sync, but she did not win season 6.
No.
That went to Bianca Del Rio.
That's right.
Who did not lip sync at all the entire season. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think even when they did the finale, so now when they have the finale, they do a bit of a lip sync battle. But back then, they didn't write a song for them, and they just came out and sang themselves because Adore is a singer.
Yeah.
Courtney Act is a singer. Bianca can't sing, but she can redo.
Well, back then, the final challenge was always the music video challenge.
Yes, that's right.
And that's when we first really got to hear Sissy That Walk, because that was the whole
thing.
And then, but they were just in the music video, and that was going to be the official music video.
And they always had the last four, right?
It was
and
the final four challenge.
The way you knew if you were going to be in the top three is whether or not you made the video.
Yeah.
And so they'd have like the top four record the video, and then when they put the video out, there were only 3 of them in it.
Yes. Yeah,
so I think it was Darian.
Darian Lake. Cut all that out.
Yeah. So interesting. now my next song is "Freaky Money" by RuPaul.
Hey.
Which Freaky Money, don't make the money, right? Freak it, freak it, freak it. Yeah. Yeah, peanut butter, peanut butter. Yeah. Anyway, that was from All Stars 3, Episode 7. And that's Shangela versus Trixie Mattel. Two of my... Actually, I think Shangela is probably one of my all-time favorite queens. Too. Like, she's so talented and she, like, paints very well. She's got a great business head. You know, she's the one who came up with the concept for Work the World.
Yeah, yes.
That's hers. And she's a producer on Work the World, which is their traveling, touring show that they do. And I just, she's funny. And the first time she was on Drag Race, she had, like, only done drag before maybe 3 times.
Yeah, she'd only done it for 5 months before
the
show.
She was brand new. Yeah. And, like, people...
And she looked brand new. Like,
yeah, she did.
That was her whole storyline, is that she was, like, really rough. And so she was out, so she was in season 2 without the first episode, mm-hmm. but she was just not that very good. Got to come back in season 3, and she's known for the box reveal, where, like, she comes out of a box.
Bitches.
Yeah, she's like, I'm back, hallelujah.
Yes.
And then every time there's, like, a box, people are like, is it Shangela?
That's right. And was it season 11 where they did the reverse Shangela in the magic show?
Yes, that's right.
And they're like, but it's the reverse Shangela.
And then she came back for season 3 All Stars, and she was slaying it. And she still didn't win, and it was one of the first times when I ever where I was watching the show, and I was actually like audibly annoyed, like I was so emotionally invested in the Shangela winning, and then I've actually like tapped out of the emotions ever since,
because
I was like, this show has ruined me.
Well, that was the season in that All Stars where they allowed the eliminated queens to come back and make the decision
and vote,
and I was like, no, because then, like, not that Trixie isn't a great drag queen, I think Trixie is a fantastic drag queen, but Shangela was the clear winner.
The report card says everything.
I was really shocked when the eliminated queens picked Trixie, and I think RuPaul was too.
Yeah, he was gagged.
He was just like, it was just shock. But they were just being petty bitches.
Yes.
Next. So now my final tune is, it's a tune that I actually came to know through RuPaul's Drag Race. I'd never heard it before. It's Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato. And
talk to your mother.
Yes. And I love that song. This was season 9, episode 10, and it was between Shea Coulee and Nina Bonina Brown. And I am a huge Shea Coulee fan. I just think she's gorgeous. I think she's got stage energy. She ruled that stage when she was, you know, walking around. She wasn't doing death drops or anything like that. I don't think either.
What's a death drop? Is that the thing where you climb up and then drop into the splits?
No. It's where... You bend one leg back
and you fall to the ground.
And you've got the other leg straight and you fall.
We'll YouTube it after we
finish. Yeah, we'll show you what a death drop is. Yeah. And I mean, Shea Coulee was the clear performer in that, because Nina really didn't do much, but that whole season Nina had this negative personality, you know, and she kept beating herself up, and everything was, well, nobody likes me anyway, you know, kind of attitude. Mm. And even though it's a competition, her sisters kept trying to hold her up, and she just, like, well, I know you talk shit about me behind my back, you know.
She wasn't like, in retrospect, like, she actually mentally wasn't ready for the show.
She wasn't.
The biggest thing, and you could see her, like, on the brink of a breakdown, and like, there'll be moments where like, they're about to like get their critique, and she just starts crying, and they're like, what's wrong? She goes, I'm just really, really, she couldn't believe she was, like, she didn't believe that she was even on the show at that point.
And she's phenomenal. Yeah, like, she's extremely talented.
She's a prosthetics queen as well, and she can, like, make it, like, it's really impressive drag.
Yeah, you should check out her Instagram, because she's got some amazing looks. So yeah, those are my five choices.
That's like, amazing. Thank you, Asabi.
I think I do have an honorable mention. I do. So this last one, I'm really kind of surprised at myself for not choosing it, but I feel that it's an iconic lip sync battle. It's the "And I'm Telling You" with Chi Chi Devane and Thorgy Thor.
Yes.
Do you remember that one where they're in the black and white
reel?
Yes, rest in peace, Chi Chi, rest in power.
Yes.
Where they're doing the black and white Hollywood glam. And
yes, that's the one.
Chi Chi, she has these, like, pearls, this massive pearl necklace. And as she's singing, she, like, she's pulling her hand up, and it catches on the pearl necklace, and the pearls just shatter down to the ground. And it was like this iconic moment of the song, and it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was so gorgeous. Everybody was gagged.
Which I am telling you, were they lip syncing to?
Jennifer Holliday.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, the original. And I guess my second honorable mention, which I almost put as a real one, but it's a song that I discussed earlier in the season, is the Sorry Not Sorry lip sync between Brooklyn Heights and Evie Oddly.
Evie Oddly, yeah.
Now that one, like as one of the queens said, come on, Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. So if you want to see some tricks, that is, and even Brooklyn Heights runway during that season, because that was a Snatch Game episode, and her runway where she had this like fro on and this kind of frocky thing, and she's like coming down the runway, and then in one fell swoop, she pulls everything off. The fro comes off, the frock comes off, and she's in this like skin tight suit and this blonde hair, and she shakes it out. RuPaul lost her shit. We'll show you that one too.
Okay.
But that one was amazing. Amazing.
Well, in our 10-minute break that I've given everyone after the show, we'll be doing a lot of YouTube.
Yes, we will. And that's it. I'm done.
Amazing. I'm so excited to watch all of these to listen to the playlist. Everyone listen.
Yes. Yes.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. We've got one more Shuffleologist coming up.
And we're back. Trying to stifle a giggle.
I haven't broken the fourth wall this week. I
Hello, Shuffology Hive. So you're listening to myself, Asabi Goodman, Josh DeVetta, and Gracie Mack. And in this week's episode, we are talking lip sync for your life. RuPaul's Drag Race lip sync songs. That's right. So we've just heard from myself and we've heard from Gracie Mack. Now it is time to find out what Josh DeVetta likes.
All right, let's get into it, kids. I've got the kids. Here we go.
Kids.
All right, so I've chosen a mixture of like lip syncs and also original RuPaul songs, which will have
lip syncs
as well.
Yeah.
Just so we get that in the mix as well. So firstly, I'll talk about, because we've already talked about Dita Ritz. She had some pretty awesome lip syncs throughout her season of season 4. I'd love to see her come back for an All-Stars.
She'd be good.
I think I'd love that.
I think they've got All-Stars 6 casting, sort of.
They're casting, just waiting for...
Yeah. It's been leaked. Yes. It has been leaked.
They're waiting for how to do it COVID safely as well. Yeah. That was the other thing. Alrighty. So, and I've already talked about this song, so you'll hear the song again on a playlist. But she had an iconic lip sync versus the princess to Natalie Cole's This Will Be The Last in Love. And did it in front of Natalie Cole. May she rest in power as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like when it comes to that part in the song, it's like This Will Be You and Me. Dita is going off. She's got her little pussycat wig on.
Yes.
And this like gold corset and shoulder. Very like of the times. Because back in 2012 was all about trim on the shoulders.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So like spikes coming off of you, sort of thing. And yeah, and Natalie Cole was getting it. She's like, yes! Like sort of thing. And so it was such a, and it's actually one of RuPaul's favorite lip syncs of all time as well. It's one of the ones that he like actually remembers because he now forgets contestants' names most of the time. Natalie's released 120 something. Sort of thing. Yeah, so that was an iconic moment. Also, we talked about this off the air, but also for me, like one of another iconic lip sync moment is in the season 9 finale. Now, all the gays will agree with me in the sense of now when Sasha Velour and Shea Coulee. Now, when Sasha Velour came out, we'd never seen her lip sync because she hadn't been on the bottom the entire season of her season, and she's known as the bold queen. And anyway, she came out in this beautiful red, like Adam and Eve sort of like wig, like you would wear it with no top on, like that's how long the wig was.
Yep.
And she came out and she was just holding a rose, and we're like, what the fuck going on here? And so the song that they both lip synced to was So Emotional by the Whitney Houston, another Rest in Peace.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a lot of dead people tonight, I just realized.
Yeah.
So Emotional, we love that song. One of Whitney Houston's biggest hits of her, I think it was her first ever, I think she released that song first.
I get some, like first maybe.
Single. Might have been, besides the greatest.
Or let's hear
all,
it for, no, not
oh, no,
let's
it was,
hear
it for no, the, might have been the, no, it might have been the first single on her second album.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, because it was Whitney Houston.
Yeah, then it was Whitney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they were like, when Clive Davis was like, we're going to make you a pop girl so we can get you to number one.
Yes.
Basically. And I love this song too. And anyway, the song's about being really emotional and like getting jealous and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, Sasha Velour does her performance like it's that whole, he loves me not. And like starts like taking off all these petals sort of thing. And then in the second verse, she takes off one glove and more petals come out. She takes off a second glove, more petals come about. Anyway, and then it gets to the second chorus and she lifts up her wig because she's bald underneath and starts shaking the wig and all these rose petals just start falling out like what, like it looks like we're going to be YouTubing a lot for Grace.
Yes.
And when that happened, the audience just got up on their feet. Gagged. They were gagged and they were screaming. And you kind of felt sorry for Shea Coley because from that moment onwards, she literally could have like done a flip off the balcony and no one would have given a shit.
Yeah.
Because that was the gag moment. Because that's how you win a lip sync. You got to have the gag moment.
Yeah.
Or emote so much that people can't take their eyes off of you.
Well, you know, and Shea said that she sort of struggled emotionally after that because people would make her the butt of the joke.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And that's probably what's hard about living in a social media world is that you can have maybe a less than admirable moment and then the internet will still hold it against you.
It's there forever.
It's there forever, sort of thing. Yeah,
so hard.
But anyway, love that song. Love that lip sync. We love it. Love Sasha Velour, season 9 winner. And just a really, really great educated...
Oh, yeah, she's super educated.
Like, she knows her history, you know, sort of thing. And she knows the shoulders... Like, she knows the information about the shoulders that she stands upon to be able to even do what she can do as a, you know, white privileged, you know, queen as well, which is really, really
amazing
great.
Drag.
All right, so that's two, like, kind of covers.
Well done.
Now, I'm going to go into some RuPaul originals that I love.
Yes.
First one, let's just get it out of the way, and it's called Hey Kitty Girl.
Love it.
Hey Kitty Girl, it's your world when you walk the streets dancing to the beat. Whatever
hey
it is.
Hey Kitty Girl.
And anyway, and what I love about this is that it was the last challenge for this All-Star Season 3 cast.
Yep.
So it was Shangela, Kennedy Davenport, Bibi Sahara Bene, who was the Season 1 winner.
Yeah.
And they brought her back for All-Stars, and then Trixie Mattel.
Yeah.
And what was really, really cool is choreographed by Todrick Hall, who's very talented as well. It was a one take music video basically, so they did everything in one take, and they used the entire studio plot basically they were on. And it started off with Kennedy Davenport. I love her line where she's like, feel your puss down deep in your soul. I'm just like, yeah, that's where I feel it too. And then it goes to Shangela, and what I love about Shangela, she knows her brand so much, so she can, like, she's just so herself referencing it's so if you're a fan of the show, you just know what she's talking about straight away. And then Bibi Sahara Bene, they go into, like, so we'll have to show you another video because it's really impressive.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the very
girl, I'm putting it together.
But I just love it, and because they had to write their own verse for the song too, so that was part of the challenge. Right. So there's that. We love also the All Stars Season 2 performance. This one wasn't a one take, but it was a like lip sync performance, but they had to write the verse themselves. And the song's called Read You Wrote You.
Yeah.
Told you, now I read you. And it has Alaska Thunderfuck, Detox, Katia, who I love, and Roxy Andrews, and they all write their own kind of, and they all have their own like kind of gag moment within their verse, where like Alaska's like, "I'm on the top, hey pork chop," like all this kind of stuff, and Detox, like it was just a really, really great performance, and it was the first time Todrick had like choreographed for a RuPaul thing as well, so it was like really big moment for him as well to like, and it was just really, really well done, all that kind of stuff, and it's basically just about reading bitches, because I don't read books, but I read bitches. That's what I do. And then finally, I thought I would just choose a classic, which is Sissy That Walk.
Love it.
Which we quickly talked about in the previous segment, where it was the final four of season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race. The final challenge usually was always a music video. This was the song, and this song went off in the gay clubs everywhere. Little Mix performed this at GAY, which is a huge gay club in London, because Jade Thirlwall, who's one of the girls from that group, she's a huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan. She ended up being a judge on the RuPaul's Drag Race UK version as well.
Yep.
She had Alaska, Courtney Act, and Willem, who were known as the AAA girls, because they had an American Apparel deal in drag, which is amazing.
I didn't know that.
And they were in their music video for The Power, like in Jade's section. So she's like outside a club dancing with drag queens, sort of thing. Like, she's a real ally. Wow. Yeah, she's a real ally for the community. And anyway, but Sissy That Walk is just like this song that like everybody, if you're a Drag Race fan, you know this song through and through, because it goes off every single time. And I love that it's like And I always quote this in one of the verses. RuPaul goes, unless they pay those bills,
pay them bitches no mind. Yes, like, love it.
Because his mum used to say it. Because he references his mother a lot because she had so many catchphrases and you know, little pockets of wisdom. And yeah, one of them was, if they're paying your bills, unless they're paying your bills, you pay them bitches no mind. So that's I really take that mantra on it, actually. Sort of thing. Which is great. And I had a couple of honorable mentions. Yeah. Just also going back into Drag Race performances, because there's so many to choose from. But they're both involve Alyssa Edwards, who is one of my favorite drag queens. Alyssa Edwards is known for the tongue pop.
Okay.
Everything like that. But so her, when she was in All-Stars Season 2, because she was a Season 5 queen, came 6th. And then in Season 5, she came 5th.
Yeah.
And that was also, RuPaul was gagged. He wanted, because he honestly saw her getting into the top 4. That was the whole thing. And anyway, there was a situation where one queen got to go home, the rest got to... Anyway, what had happened was it was down to Alyssa Edwards and this other returning queen from Season 2, Tatiana, and they lip-synced, and it was to Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna, and they were gagging the house down, like moves all over the place, death, blah, 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 all the impressive stuff, and RuPaul saved them both.
Because,
which was our, you know, gag of the season sort of thing.
Yes.
And then there's another Alyssa Edwards versus Coco Montrese.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Season 5, and it was because they had this whole storyline because they used to know each other in the pageant world, and they had huge beef, and they came into the show with this beef basically from something that had happened about taking titles, not taking titles, being disqualified, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the bottom two, so they made this huge, so the producers obviously tried to produce this moment of the two arch nemesis is coming together to lip sync, and they lip sync to Cold Hearted Snake by Paula Abdul, which is actually a song that I've already chosen.
I think so.
In the earlier episodes. Yeah. That's why I haven't put it in the official playlist. And that's the whole fast in that, you know, that fast pre-chorus of the song. Coco Montrese knew all the words. She's just pointing at her mouth going, I'm not missing one fucking word, bitch. And then in that one, Coco actually won.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. That was the episode that Alyssa went home. And that is everything.
That's amazing. Oh my God. Yeah. I love it. I love hearing back. It brings me back to each episode.
Yes.
And I just...
I also realize how long I've been watching Drag Race for.
Right?
I need an award.
I have watched those seasons. If I'm having a bad day, sometimes I'll just I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to do nothing. I'm just going to go watch Season 6 of Drag Race, and I'll watch the whole season.
It does provide great escapism, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's so bloody entertaining as well.
Well, thank you, Josh, for that. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with our favorite section.
I wonder what it'll be. Oh, so good not to talk in the soundbite, isn't it?
Don't personally attack me.
I'm not mentioning any names. I'm not going to incriminate myself in the air. All right, well, we have had a great time talking about our favorite lip sync performances, which is the theme of this week's episode. So now that we've done that, let's bring it back to our favorite section, which is...
It's a flop.
As we know, we choose songs that we love. We also, there's some RuPaul stuff that we don't love. And I've got my reasons for mine. So anyway, we're going to go to Gracie first. What is your flop and why?
So I've chosen Don'tcha, Pussycat Dolls. It's from All-Star Season.
Which is a great song.
From All-Star Season, it's Raven versus Alexis Mateo. And then...
Mateo.
And then Yara Sophia taps in.
Yes, because you could go in and
It was when you could sub duos in. Or something. And then
Well, if you felt like your partner wasn't performing, you could actually press the buzzer and sub in.
And that's what she does. And it's just... there was no reason for her to buzz in.
I remember that, actually.
And she didn't come in and do anything better. They were basically the same. And I think Raven won. But she wasn't the whole thing, it was just they were just going for straight ahead sexy, which I'm not here for. That's not what I want to say. Yeah. That's teenage ideas of this song, shaking your ass and doing body rolls. That's what we did as teenagers to this song because we didn't have any idea of sexiness past that.
I still do it.
And so I wanted more of them.
Asabi's been doing some very sexy moves over here, her body rolls and shit.
That's my flop.
Nice. Well, sorry, can you just say Don'tcha one more time?
Don'tcha.
I'm usually supposed to press the sound button, but I was too busy defending the song.
It's a great song.
It's not the song, it's the performance.
The performance, which is a great reason why it's a flop for this movie.
All right, my flop is Fancy by Reba McEntire. Yeah, you're looking at me like, when the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That was All Stars 5. So All Stars 5, they sort of changed up the game. So in All Stars, it's not a lip sync for your life, but it's a lip sync for your legacy.
Yes.
It was the top two queens, and they lip sync against each other. And whoever wins that battle then gets to send one of the bottom queens home.
Yes.
Shady as fuck.
But they changed it again for season 5.
For season 5, they changed it up. So the top queen then gets to lip sync against an all-star that's been brought in, or a top queen that's been brought in.
Or
a lip-sync assassin. That's right. And whoever wins, so if the competing queen wins, she wins $10,000, right?
And her choice.
And then her choice of who she gets to send home from the bottom. But if the lip-sync assassin wins, well, that's tough shit. Nobody gets any money. But the money then rolls over to the next week. So then, you have a chance of winning.
And she has the group's
choice. It's like some power bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then the group votes who goes home, and the lip-sync assassin then says, all right, this is who the group has voted to go home. So yeah, it was... I loved it. I thought it was... I was like, oh, she changed it
up. The first episode
up.
Was like high anxiety. Like, It's like when they first brought in Lip Sync for Your Legacy in All Stars 2, and I was like, this is stressful.
Yes. No, but this one, it was so good. But this song, right? So it's Fancy by Reba McEntire. It's a
not
country tune.
Iggy Azalea. Fancy.
No, no. I'm so fancy. No, it's the other one. And the lip sync was Ms. Cracker, who was the contestant. And the assassin was Kennedy Davenport, the dancing queen of Texas, right? So she's just fantastic. But there was nothing to do for this song, for Fancy. And even Kennedy was like, I don't know.
Like, they didn't know, like...
No, it's just not a good song to lip sync against. Yeah, it's just really kind of like...
So that's kind of producer's fault then.
Yeah. I think it was done that way, because I think if they had given like some high energy dance song, Kennedy would have
won. Oh, she would have turned it off.
And it was one of the first... Like, it was actually... Because we, especially now that I'm so well versed in the show, I can tell a produced moment, like a super produced moment, over an organic moment. And season 5 was very heavily produced.
Yes,
like they had a through line and a story that they wanted to get, and a top 4-3 result.
Yeah.
And they were making
like, we knew that Ms. Cracker was going to be in the top
because
of all the shit she went through in her season with Akiria.
Aquaria. Yeah, yeah.
Her and Akiria mixed up. Aquaria, not visually, but you know. And then Shay Coulee, because of what she went through with Sasha Velour. So yeah, so you definitely had those two. And then even Blair Sinclair like made it to the top 4. Blair was amazing. So she was very demure and cute and sweet in her season, and then she came back in All Stars and she was like, hello. She's so funny. But you know, she came back as a spitfire.
Yeah,
Blair
Sinclair.
She was pretty amazing. Anyway, that's my flop.
That's your flop.
And I guess it's up to me. So,
yes, Josh, what's your
song? So I've chosen a RuPaul song because I just think it's dated to even reference this anymore. It's called Responsitranity.
What?
And
I can't even say that.
It's your Responsitranity. Because that's... And so it was actually Carmen Carrera that called out the bad use of the word tranny.
Yes.
And shemale. So at the beginning of the episode, they used to go, ooh, girl, you got shemale, which is like the RuPaul coming in saying, like, you know, giving a clue what the challenge could be. Very America's Next Top Model, Project Runway. And then, she was the one that called, and that's why they changed it to, ooh, she already done had hers. That's why it's that thing now.
I thought it was because AOL kind of got ticked off. Because, you know, they still use you've got shemale on Drag Race Thailand.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Which is funny enough, because Thailand is a huge population of transgender women.
Yes.
So they got rid of that. And the word tranny in general is just, it's more of a slur now. So
I
chose Responsitranity because A, it's not even that great of a song, and B, dated kind of titling sort of thing. So that's my reasons. And that's the end of the episode.
Amazing.
What a great episode. I feel like I've just like gone, oh crap, I'm going to start going down my RuPaul's Drag Race binge hole again. But anyway, so Asabi gave me like the hurry up hands and I freaked out. Okay. And I broke the fourth wall. Okay, so I did it. There we go.
I did it.
Yeah, I did it. All right. Well, have an amazing week, everyone. That's another episode of Shuffology. I'm Josh Tavetta. We are Gracie Mack and Asabi Goodman.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening in, and we will see you next week for our next episode of Shuffology. See you in the lab.
Thank you. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.